Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. With the 2025 cropping year now in the books, researchers at SDSU have the time to review some of the season's challenges. For Extension field crop entomologist Adam Vernhorst, that includes work on the soybean aphid, which made an early appearance the first part of July. He reports aphid populations, however, didn't start ramping up to threshold levels until mid to late August.
If we counted the numbers, the answer would have simply been yes, we needed to treat a lot of acres for soybean aphids in 2025. However, when we started looking at the plant growth stages, we noticed that the soybeans were near or at R6, and that's a stage where we stopped seeing a lot of yield improvement when we spray for soybean aphids.
SDSU researchers took the opportunity to test late-season insecticide, and what they found was untreated soybeans actually yielding more than soybeans sprayed with an insecticide. But why? Vernhorst reports late-season soybean aphids were not very healthy this season, and they failed to do much damage. In addition, some insecticides can hinder yield in certain years.
In 2025, we also had a lot of the natural enemies, those predators that eat aphids, present. So where we did apply the insecticide, we definitely wiped those out as well. And it seemed like it just didn't work out well. And I think that's good evidence, though, as we move forward, that those late infestations of soybean aphids aren't as much of a concern as when they show up earlier in the season.
Vernhorst's take-home message is late-season populations of soybean aphid may not warrant treatment every year. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.